855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. It is the, well, it's the show about your calls. So let's go into calls here with Cliff in Miami, Florida. Cliff? Can you hear? Can somebody hear Cliff?
Hello. Cliff?
Hey, hello. There's Cliff. Hi, Cliff.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey.
Well.
Go ahead.
No, we're just finding out what's going on with you. You lead us, brother. It's your show.
Sure. I mean, sure you guys are already aware of this. I'm not sure somebody called in during the first hour of all this, but today is Ron Paul's 76th birthday. And
yes.
I'm not a political guy, but I do think, you know, I mean, what he's been doing for the last six years I've been aware of him, you know, it's been, you know, fantastic as far as I'm concerned. And whether or not, I mean, I'm not a political guy, but I went over there and they're doing a money bomb today.
Yep.
And I would encourage anybody out there or everybody out there to participate and give whatever you can, whether it's $5 or, you know, $5,000. You know, go ahead and just, you know, wish him a happy birthday. He's doing a great job for, you know, whether or not you believe in what he's saying 100%. But he's saying, and as far as I'm concerned, he has the biggest stage, the biggest mic, and his ideas are good. So,
he's
know,
saying something new that's not getting heard. I mean, America knows what having Republicans in charge is like because, well, we had that from 2000 to 2006. We know what it's like to have Democrats in charge. We had that from 2008 to 2010. And it, frankly, it's a lot like each other, which is government growth, government tyranny, the abrogation of civil liberties. We have that over and over again. It's time to try something new, and I think Ron Paul's that thing.
Yeah, this applause that people hear for Ron Paul from people like you and people like us isn't just because of a personality or something like that. He's not just an icon. He stands for so many principles which have been completely forgotten by the moneyed, politically connected, back-rubbing, back-scratching people in both parties. And the real ideas that he discusses really are important for us, whether it's free markets, whether it's decreasing taxes, whether it's elimination of the Federal Reserve, sound money principles, the Constitution, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment, the Ninth Amendment, what's actually written by the Founding Fathers in the Constitution, those types of things. And I'm an anarchist. I'm a free market anarchist. But I think that if any politician is going to go in there and he's going to swear an oath to defend and protect the United States Constitution, the only guy who does it is Ron Paul.
I got to agree with you guys. And first and foremost, regardless of whatever anybody else has to say, I mean, I would consider myself part of the younger generation. You know, I'm 31 years old, you know, so I wouldn't exactly call myself. I mean, I'm getting up there, but I'm not quite there yet. And what I can say is Ron Paul can win.
Ron Paul can win if people donate to his campaign and vote for him. If they don't donate to his campaign and don't vote for him, he won't win. And that's the same thing that's true with other people's candidates out there, all the other people that are running. You know, the only reason you think they can win is you think somebody else is going to vote for them. And that's because that's all we've ever had. Well, the same old from the Republicans and the Democrats. If we don't do something different, you're never going to get anything different. If you keep doing the same thing that you've always done because you think the next guy is going to do the same thing they've always done, well, you're going to get the same thing we've always gotten. And why? Is your vote so valuable that you need to throw it after a candidate that you think is going to win? If you think they're going to win, let them win. Just put your vote where you believe it's the right place for it. Cliff, thank you for the call.
Great call, Cliff.
Let's go to George calling from D.C. George?
Hey, Mark.
What's going on? It sounds like you're calling from the middle of a bathroom.
I'm in the car, actually, here. Basically, I was calling because I've been getting a lot of people opting out at the airport. It's a big deal and all that stuff.
You are a TSA agent?
Yep.
Oh,
and
great.
God, you knew this for years. Come on now. Anyway, basically, I want to point the audience on how to opt out properly. Lesson one, don't automatically say you're going to opt out to the first TSA guy you see because you might not get picked for it. Anyway, there's a good chance you just might go through the walk-through metal detector. So why should you say, I'm not going to go through that box scanner right now.
So first thing you say... First thing you say is, you're not going to be the, you're not going through the, before you wait to find out. George, I've got to let you go. Sorry about it. The audio's just too bad.
Oh, that's a bummer. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that was the George. I had no idea.
TSA George.
Yeah,
yes.
TSA George.
His first piece of advice is, wait until they actually ask you to go through the backscatter machine if you want to opt out before you say, I'm going to opt out. Don't just walk up and say, I'm going to opt out!
Yeah.
Because that's not going to really do anything.
But you see, the thing that bothers me is it's a false option. And I've mentioned this over at the Liberty Conspiracy side on some podcasts. That, there's a term, anybody who's interested in constitutional jurisprudence, because it's great to pick up someone from the opposite gender, or perhaps the same sex, if you're interested in that.
What does that have to do with jurisprudence? What?
The deal is, there's a term in constitutional jurisprudence, which is always popular in bars. Hey, baby, can I tell you about...
constitutional jurisprudence?
Yeah, it's called unconstitutional conditions.
Okay.
And what happens is, I actually got to tell a bunch of people about this at various airports the past couple months. What happens is, it's when the government, whether it's a local, state, or federal government, or county government, sets up a prerequisite for you to have to conform to something, and if you are going to get a so-called government service. So, for example, the airports, the federal government insinuates itself in the air routes, and starting in 1920 with lighted air routes for the United States Postal Service. From that point, Roosevelt starts handing out money to different mayors, different governors. You get all these municipal airports. It continues through the 60s with Lyndon Johnson. So, for example, why do we have two airports in the air system in Chicago, which is one of the worst places to have a hub? Because it's one of the most corrupt political cities in the universe. So, for example, they set up these conditions. They say, if you are going to fly, you will give up your Fourth Amendment rights against unwarranted searches and seizures. They tried to do this in other places, like in federal housing communities in Detroit. They tried to say, if you're going to live in this federal housing community, you've got to give up your right against Fourth Amendment abridgments. We've got to search for drugs. Supreme Court found that unconstitutional. But they're tricky on it. Sometimes they rule against these things. Sometimes they rule in favor of them. They would probably rule in favor of the federal government breaching your Fourth Amendment in the airport.
Oh, I don't trust the Supreme Court at all.
They call it a choice, but it's not really a choice.
Gotcha. Let's go to Kevin in Indianapolis. Kevin?
First of all, I have to tell you, the show is so much better in the last 2 weeks. However long Ian's been gone.
Oh, you prefer Ian not being here. Okay.
I'm just being an objective observer. I just think the show flows much better. I personally really agree with just about everything you say. Every time, I think you have a lot of common sense, a lot of maturity behind what you say.
Called the voice of reason on the show.
Yes, and the other people you brought in are so much more like tonight. Twice, two or three times you said, hey, let's stay on topic, and it just flows so much better. It's just more cohesive. So,
thanks, Kevin. What do you want to ask about?
First of all, most important amendment to me is the 21st Amendment. And banning prohibition.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the reason being, a lot of our crime is because we regulate laws and put people in prison that shouldn't be there, and we spend an enormous amount of money. And I really believe, I've heard you speak about it, we need to do, we need to make certain things legal, and that, it would not only help the economy, but we quit wasting money on law. Spending money on law enforcement that week is unnecessary.
Hey, just to bring in, you make a great point that addresses something that an earlier caller brought up. I don't know if you got to hear him. He was saying that he would use the state to impose morality of a 1750s style. And we never really got to have him actually address what he believes is moral. We ended up just saying that morals are subjective. But if you do have the state trying to stop these voluntary things, they're still going to happen. They become underground, and then they get violent because of the profit motive.
Kevin, you didn't get much time to talk. Do you want to hold through?
If you like, that's fine.
Great.
We'll hold you through, Kevin. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to invest. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Free Talk Live. That's what we do. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Free State Project is a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state where they can actually have an effect on government, because, frankly,
it's not working, having them spread out over all 50 states. So if you're interested in this idea, you believe in the ideas of liberty, and you really want to do something about it, because it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to do something. Go to freestateproject.org. Find out about all the things that have happened already in New Hampshire and so many more that are going to happen. It's freestateproject.org. Let's go back to Kevin in Indianapolis. Kevin?
Hi. Part of what I believe you were talking about with that gentleman when you're going to regulate something back to the 1700s and morals, obviously that's not going to work. And then, again, you spend more money trying to regulate people's behavior. I'm a firm believer in if you do legalize drugs, you do legalize prostitution and gambling, you have to prepare for the consequences. But what I would rather do, just like with a gun in my home, I don't want them to outlaw guns. In fact, I think everybody should walk around carrying a gun. You need to educate everyone on the gun safety and how to properly use a gun. And, you know, same thing with drugs. Drugs, prostitution, gambling. It's all a self-regulated situation.
And isn't it interesting as well how we have added burdens, added costs because of this prohibition, because of this morality, this legislation of morality into areas of social interaction where the state should definitely not be involved. It drives it all underground. You get violence, you get weird profit incentives and things like that. And at the same time, you have the added burden of society having to pay for the larger police state to try to eliminate it. So not only do you have the underground economy and you have violence that spills over into people who aren't even participating in it voluntarily, it's not their fault, and they're caught in the crossfire sometimes. But then you get the state and the burden of the state, which is a hidden cost because so many people don't even realize it. They think, oh, well, we've got to fund the police. Well, we've got to fund the prisons. The prisons are overcrowded because of all these nonviolent offenders. It's an excellent, excellent point to make, especially when, you know, one of the key things that we need to make sure we address, I think, when we talk to conservatives is they often hold on this idea that morals aren't relative. Well, I'm sorry, but morals are based on what each of us actually believes. And morality might be defined by most people as that which supports life and promotes life. To some people, maybe some exceptional people, maybe it doesn't mean that. Maybe they're murderers, maybe they're sociopaths. But we generally agree on these things. So if we generally tend to agree on these things, we don't need the state to define these things. We don't need the government to define these things. We can come up with these things voluntarily, which is exactly what they used to do in ages past. And they didn't have laws against these types of things. People let their neighbors live. Live and let live, for God's sake.
But every action does have a consequence. So you do have to be aware if you legalize marijuana and et cetera, you will have people that will go out and abuse it. And we will have to concentrate and deal with people that drive under the influence. And
I absolutely agree. And they've actually, the really cool thing is they come up with a new test and they can find out if somebody is stoned and driving. And so, you know, it's just a matter of administering this test now. Because frankly, you know, the drunk driving isn't an argument for prohibition of alcohol, and stone driving isn't an argument for prohibition of marijuana. And what they found in Holland, I think, is where they, you know, legalized it or whatever. That there was a short spike, and then there was actually a reduction in the use of the drug. In fact, there was even a reduction among high school students, which is nobody expected. Mm. You know, so legalizing marijuana will likely cause a reduction in the use of marijuana.
You know, that 21st Amendment example that you brought up is so key because people need to learn the lesson of history when they brought in alcohol prohibition. It's so important. And I don't know why they don't apply it in all the other areas of prohibition.
Well,
thanks for the call. Yes, we
like. I guess we're done with Kevin.
Okay. Yes.
Once you say, that's the magic word, by the way. When you say thank you for the call, they are gone. The board up will take care of them. Let's go to TSA George is back on a better line. You're giving us lessons on how to avoid as best we can being patted down at the airport. Is that right?
Yes. Well, I was trying to say, lesson one, when you get to the checkpoint, don't go up to the first TSA officer you see and say, I'm not going through that body scanner. Because guess what? You probably are at that point if you do that.
And what's lesson two?
Lesson two? Well, if you can, bring a pet. Bring a pet, borrow a neighbor's baby, whatever, or a cat, dog, hamster, whatever. Because if you're holding a pet, you cannot not bring the pet, put the pet to the X-ray. You cannot do that.
You to the X-ray or through the back scatter?
To the back scatter.
Okay.
You cannot put the pet to the normal X-ray that we always had, for obvious reasons, though some people still do that anyway. But also, you cannot put it to the back scatter because it messes up the image.
Gotcha.
If you're holding something up live, like a pet or a baby, for example. So if you can, you know, get someone to loan you their cat, dog, bunny, rabbit, hamster, that's a great way to get out of going to the body scanner so you don't and also not having to get a pat down.
Is there a third lesson?
Well, it's mainly those two big lessons.
Okay.
And
George, on the pat downs, now they say, you know, you're opting out of the scanner, but and supposedly you're opting into the pat down. This is how they get away with this stuff. They're saying, well, you know, you agreed to fly, and so
Yeah, it's basically the whole auto principle that it's like, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, you got nothing to fear, you know, like you ain't got anything to hide.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's the mentality behind management when they made that rule like that.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. The body scanner has done some good in the form of those a lot of people who have like metal knees and hips that don't want to get the pat down. It saved them. But that's the only plus side of that thing.
Well, we can say that. I mean, it's great practical advice. But again, you know, we want to make sure
for TSA agents, like they, I don't know. I've heard that the cancer rates are going up among TSA agents. I can't imagine that they would be reacting that quickly. But don't you worry about working that closely to one of those machines?
I have a slight concern, but on the other side of that ledger, not one of my coworkers at my airport, and we have over 400 screeners. None of them have come down with cancer here.
Now, George, do you think that you're infringing on the Fourth Amendment when you engage in this behavior of giving people false choices of either getting a picture taken basically naked, although they're trying to change that now?
Actually,
but
the picture's terrible and doesn't do anything.
The picture's terrible, I'm telling you.
So forcibly scanning them against their will or touching them in areas where, if it were done privately, you could be charged for sexual assault. Does this, and of course, the whole searching thing, the searching against without a warrant, you know, the Constitution specifies that a judge must issue the warrant. Does it bother you?
All right, let me answer before you guys go to break, because I got to get here. Basically, I'm not certified to run that scanner, and I have no interest in being on running that scanner.
Good.
And two, the only reason I stay is to help potheads get out of jail. Mark will tell you how I did that recently. And, you know, free paid vacation. That's the only reason I stay.
Subvert them.
Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charger offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. This product contains nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with this product prior to use. This product not designed for use by pregnant women. You must be 18 years or older to purchase this product.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's a toll-free call-in line sponsored by SACL CAI. That's 855-450-3733. For those of you who don't have the letters on your phone, it can be really confusing when they give you letters and you don't have letters in the phone.
So true.
Indeed. It's Mark with you.
And Guard, filling in for Ian.
And indeed, you can go check out freetalklive.com. We have an expansive website there where you can do all kinds of things, upload news stories, have people vote them up, vote them down. Not only is the show interactive, the website's interactive. You're not getting that kind of thing from other radio shows. We also have archives over there going back for 5 years for free. What are the radio shows doing that for you? Free archives going back for 5 years? That's for you. It's completely for you. The Shrine, shrine.freetalklive.com. It's the Shrine of Female Listeners, ladies proving that they listen to Free Talk Live. That's worth looking at. And shop.freetalklive.com, a place where you can go and check out the links to great retailers like Newegg and Amazon, and support Free Talk Live by just shopping the way you normally shop online, but go through shop.freetalklive.com. We get a little spiff, and you get the same great prices, the same great service from Amazon and Newegg. shop.freetalklive.com. How big is the debt crisis, really? Well, prepare to be dumbfounded. Go to learnliberty.org/FTL and see Anthony Davies' explanation of the magnitude of the U.S. debt. It's a little over a minute long, but it's stupefying. You must see this video. When I saw this video, I was just shocked. The way the camera continues to pan back and shows these bar graphs, you have to see this video. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. Go over there, check out the Anthony Davies video, How Big is the U.S. Debt? So you got to scroll down just a little bit to see it. And then take that, show it to your friends, put it on your Facebook. Make sure everybody gets to see this because folks don't have any idea how big the U.S. debt is. It's learnliberty.org slash FTL. Let's go to Lauren in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Lauren?
Yes.
What can I do for you?
I was just listening here, and I heard a caller earlier talking about legalization of marijuana, and y'all made a point comparing this to the prohibition of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
The point I want to make here is we keep comparing this to prohibition of alcohol, but legalization of these drugs is not comparable because I can sit in my home and have a beer or a one-ounce shot of alcohol and not be physically or mentally impaired by that. But there is no small enough amount that I can take of these illegal drugs that will not cause me to be physically or mentally impaired.
Well, that's actually false.
Right. Sure, you could take a small hit. I don't know why anybody would. Most people use mind-altering substances for the purposes of altering their mind. Many people will use alcohol to lightly alter their state. That's why they drink it rather than, say, drinking, say, a near beer or just drinking water or something like that. They get something out of the process. So it's a different sort of mind-altering situation. But you know as well as I do that you can drink a great deal of alcohol and get very messed up, right?
Absolutely. And overuse of anything is a bad thing. But, for example, I consume alcohol. I enjoy microbrew beers, but I enjoy the taste of them. I like having them once in a while. I don't overconsume them, and I
ever?
Do not get mentally impaired. Rarely do I overconsume them.
Even if someone were to ingest the tiniest amount of some non-alcohol drug and we knew that it was going to impair him, if that were not bringing direct harm to the life or property of another person, why should you care? Why should we enforce a law by stealing from people and having people in blue suits come and arrest them?
Well, that's the thing is that when you alter your mental state, you lose the ability to make that decision of whether you will or not impact somebody else's life.
But that's not the point. The question is whether you do or you don't. You see, it's one thing to engage in the behavior of aggressing against someone. It's another thing to affect the mind and not do it. What you're saying is, if I am affected in some way, that should be illegal. What I'm saying is, it is immoral to act in an aggressive way against another person. And that is something that should be prohibited if you're going to have a state.
Absolutely. I mean, aggressive behavior is immoral. Absolutely.
You know that every 40 seconds in the United States.
Right now, I'm in control of my state of mind right now. And whenever I use heroin or I use cocaine, are you telling me that I would be in control of my state of mind and my mental ability?
You can use an amount of cocaine and be in control of yourself.
Absolutely.
You can use an amount of heroin and be in control of yourself.
Absolutely.
I understand that many people choose not to do that, and there are some differences in the consumption of alcohol and the consumption of other drugs. I get that. But there are actually marijuana-flavored substances out there where you can smoke a cigarette, a hand-rolled cigarette or whatever, that tastes like marijuana. Marijuana, but isn't marijuana, and that stuff sells. So the suggestion that people don't want to taste marijuana like you want to taste a microbrew is irrelevant, when the fact is, I mean, the same argument can be had because there's lots of people that do drink alcohol and get drunk and then do dumb things and then hurt people. That's the same argument that you're making for, other substances.
Right, but people can the argument I'm making is that people can do alcohol and not do those things.
And I'm telling you that people can consume these drugs. I'm telling you that they can.
There's a chemical reaction in your brain.
Yes, there's a chemical reaction when you drink one beer.
Yeah,
Lauren?
Anything you ingest will have a chemical reaction in your brain. It's just a physiological fact. If you ingest sugars, it will get you more energized. If you ingest proteins, you will end up producing more testosterone in your body and become more aggressive. It is a fact. When you chew gum, you end up creating more adrenaline in your body.
Here's the problem I've got with it, Lauren. The fact is, every single day, I live with the threat that somebody's going to break into my house, slit the throat of my 3-year-old son, rape my wife and kill her all over enough money to go out and buy some heroin because some freak like you wants to keep it illegal. That stuff would be as cheap as aspirin is in the store, but you're putting my family in danger because you're like, oh, they're gonna alter their state.
Now
telling people that it's going to be cheaper if you legalize it, that's a falsehood.
That is not absolutely not a falsehood.
You're going to fuel the black market. You're going to fuel the black market on illegal drugs.
The black market won't exist if you legalize it. Where is the black market if something is legal?
What happened
to through taxing it like you do alcohol and cigarettes and the other thing, other stuff?
You can look at how alcohol prices went up.
The black market will be cheaper.
You are wrong. You are dead wrong and don't understand these things. Where's the black market in aspirin, smart boy?
Yeah, and to keep alcohol prices down, then we should prohibit it then.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You're conscious.
But you just said if we made alcohol illegal, then then
marijuana.
The black market would provide it at a cheaper rate. Don't you want that?
No, I don't. I don't want it being provided at a cheaper rate. The problem you're comparing apples and oranges with alcohol and drugs is my point.
They're all a drug.
Alcohol is a drug.
It's all a drug, man.
You are a drug addict. You
it's
like
all
your
drugs. They're all drugs. Okay. It's all chemicals. They all have psychotropic and psychological effects on people, and they're all ingestible, and ingesting them is not a crime, and it doesn't bring direct harm to anybody, even if you ingest alcohol and smoke marijuana at the same time. It's a shock, but that's the way it goes.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, man.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, good man. Exchange. That's what's good. That number again there, my man?
855-450-3733. It's a Sickles toll-free call-in line. Let's go to Robert in New Jersey.
Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, fellas?
Great.
I just wanted to call. I'm the guy who started the Lemonade Freedom Day.
Hey! Lemonade Freedom Day. Today is Lemonade Freedom Day.
Way to go, man. Congratulations. Nationwide phenomenon. Good job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I also appreciate all the support and interest that everybody all around the nation has shown for this event. We had a great success at we actually went to Elizabeth, New Jersey at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we set up a stand there, and we did well there. We made some money there, and then we headed out to Philly, and we were with some great people in Philly, especially some guys that came from an End the Fed rally, and there was a big crowd there.
Good job, Robert. Thanks for the call. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No woman be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
$855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. And, you know, this brought to you by SACL CAI. Free Talk Live, if you really like Free Talk Live and what we do here, check out amp.freetalklive.com. It is a program where we offer little perks to our listeners in the form of an amplifier call-in line. You know, amplifiers get a commercial-free podcast. You know, we take care of them. And in return, well, they give a little money per month. We offer everything on the website for free. So if you want to help out, it's amp.freetalklive.com. You know that cigarettes will kill you, and you've probably been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try. It's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. Listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save about $120 a month right off the bat, so you're already start being richer, feeling better, and smelling better. How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with the coupon code FTL. It's FTLs and Free Talk Live. And since the shipping, the order is over $60, they'll give you free shipping, and they'll give you the free starter kit because you bought the 40 cartomizers. It's a great deal. You can't get a vaporizer like they have at Vaporsmiths.com anyplace else. This is one of the premier ones available out there. It's Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Let's go to Zachary in Washington. Zachary?
Yeah, how's it going?
Welcome.
All's well.
When I originally called your call screener, I was calling to thank TSA George for being such a great recruitment tool.
I love
the Liberty Movement.
Yeah.
It was the first, but, you know, I really want to thank the TSA, but you know, they were the first chink in my, you know, neocon worldview that
armor
I had built up. And I was in the Army at the time. And so it was about, it was a three-step process, but you know, I'd come back from Iraq, and I was in my Class A uniform flying home to Seattle from Fort Stewart, Georgia, and you know, I was treated like a criminal. In my uniform, you know, I had my ribbons on my chest, and to be treated like that, it
felt wrong.
The first, what's going on here? I thought, you know, I was in Iraq, supposedly fighting for our freedom, and I come home to this.
It's got to be really stunning when you know that's your mindset, and then well, these are the freedoms I'm fighting for. The freedoms are going away in this country. You'd think that if there was if the war effort was working in securing our freedoms, that we'd have more of them.
I appreciate you seeking out this other voice too. That's very commendable of you, and it's a growth process. But I think it's one of the most rewarding out there when you begin to question what some of the politicians are doing, why they're doing it, and then the effects that they have on people in so many different ways. And you encountered one of those face-to-face. So thank you for that information.
Yeah, you bet.
And, yeah, thanks.
The next step was learning about what happened on the border situation, which made no sense to me. You know, I had before I did Iraq, I had been part of securing the border in Kosovo, and when I learned that, you know, we weren't really securing the border here, although my view on that has changed since I've become part of this movement. That made no sense to me. And then
you just
my wife
saw the incompetence.
Showed me a Ron Paul video. And
good for
it was
you.
Over.
Well, it's a consistent philosophy. It's a consistent application of the morals that we tend to hold in common, and it spreads like wildfire when people really connect with it. So good to have you in the fold,
Zachary.
Man.
Tell me the third step, real quick. We've got to move along.
Yeah, my wife showed me a Ron Paul video, and I had a breakdown. I actually cried.
Oh, wow.
And I've been in the Ron Paul Army since.
Well, and, thanks for it, Zachary. I really appreciate it.
Got me kicked out of the Army.
Oh, my God. Why, how did it get you kicked out?
I made a YouTube video myself, put it up on YouTube. There's still copies out there. If you type in on YouTube a Soldier's Revolution and Ron Paul, those four keywords, it'll bring the
Revolution,
video up.
Ron Paul?
I will do that.
Soldier's
Thank
Revolution,
you.
Ron Paul. And,
thanks, Zachary.
Before you let me go, I'd just like to remind people go to ronpaul2012.com and give what you can on his birthday.
Today's the birthday money bomb. Although I don't like bombs much, I do understand where they're coming from. Let's go to Ian calling from jail.
Who's this guy?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Ian.
Ian, you're the main host normally on Free Talk Live when you're not in the pokey.
Yes.
Welcome to your own show, my friend. And
indeed.
I hope to
hear you, Card.
Yes, great to hear you too, buddy. Great
how,
to hear you.
How is the sodomy and bad food?
Actually, the food here is pretty good. They have subcontracted chef service that runs the kitchen here, and I would dare say I probably eat better here than I do at home. And I don't know of any sodomy that goes on here. don't think that really happens here.
Well, Ian, you know, we've been mentioning that you're being held by agents of the state, and people have been aware of it. And I don't know if you'd like to give people a little bit of an overview of what's been happening or any ideas that you've been thinking about apart from your existence.
Yeah.
In there.
What'd you call in for, dude?
Well, I wanted to take a break from this brutal day that I've been having writing letters to people. I have received, you know, a huge stack of mail over the last 10 days or so that I've been in here. And I've been unable to respond until just yesterday. It took that long for me to actually get my hands on some stamps and an envelope through the commissary system here. But now I've got a stack of 100 stamps and envelopes. I've already gone through probably about 30. Just spending all day long responding to the people who took the time out to send me their thoughts, which, you know, has been great. People have written from all around the world, and most people are actually writing through a great little service called mailtojail.com, which I think is one of the most useful activist services that has really been created out there.
It's a great thing, and apparently this is how the United States Postal Service is going to stay in business, by apprehending and kidnapping people like you, and then and then you have to buy all the stamps. But it is great, Ian, and I know a lot of people appreciate what you've done. You know, you stand on principle, and it's difficult. You know, you're the kind of guy whose ideas and the way you express them is extremely valuable here on the program, and I know a lot of people really appreciate that. Just the way you think when callers call up, you handle things very reasonably. And now the state's pulled you away just because you were recognizing the injustice of some of the things it was doing.
Yeah, I've been working in the kitchen here at the jail for several hours per day, but today I only had like a half day in the kitchen, so I was able to spend all day responding to this this mail that's just been coming in. And some of the stories that people are telling are interesting, kind of in relation to what that last caller was saying. I got a piece of mail from Eddie Free from D.C., and those listeners of the show who have been listening for the last few months may recall that Eddie was one of the guys who was behind the huge Jefferson dance party that happened in D.C., where there were hundreds of people that came down to dance in violation of some judge's order that says you can't do that sort of thing at the national parks. And he pointed out that he had called to tell us his story, and you may recall this, where he used to be one of these Minutemen guys. He used to be somebody who would, you know, basically call the cops on people that were coming here to try to make a life, you know, a better life for themselves. He would snitch out on some, you know, Mexican immigrants and folks like that. And he used to really be nasty towards those people. And when he discovered that that he wouldn't be free ever until he could allow others to be free, that changed him. And now he's one of the most visible liberty activists on the scene today. And it's just amazing what a little bit of information can do to somebody.
That's fantastic. It's nice that he wrote to you.
Anything else you want to get out of him? We've got calls, man.
Absolutely. I just want to encourage folks to go to mailtojail.com and give Mike Barsky a contribution, because it's not cheap for him to send all that mail out. Of course, he's not just sending mail to me. There are other activists that are also in jail, and other activists that will be in jail in the future. So I wanted to just put that out there and thank everybody for all their support. You guys have a great show.
Ian, thanks for the call.
Awesome.
Real quick, before we go on to the next call, Ron Paul just won by a large margin the straw poll here, the Young Republican straw poll in New Hampshire. This is an important state, and it's interesting
huge.
That he came in 45% of the vote. Mitt Romney came in at 10.
Oh, wait. So, we didn't bleep that.
Yep.
We didn't bleep that name, Ron. Bleep.
Let's take Cody in Missouri. Cody?
Hey, how's it going?
Quick.
Hey, I was just calling about the guy that was talking about how alcohol was better than any other drug on the world.
Yeah, because you can drink one.
Yeah, you can drink one and be totally fine. I mean, marijuana, at least it has its good purposes. If it wasn't good, why would they have medical marijuana?
Indeed. He probably doesn't think that he thinks they're all them folks are lying about their glaucoma and their cancer. And
I mean,
even
whenever he was talking, I was like yelling at the radio, and I was just thankful that you guys tried to set him straight. I don't know if he got it in his head, but
I think I come unglued a little bit on him, and I hate it when I do that. Sometimes I get passionate. Cody, I appreciate the call. Those that are on the line, call back tomorrow night. Call back next week. We do this 7 nights a week, and we're available on 109 radio stations. It's Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.